One of the main things that when Bevo came was to instill belief, and belief comes when you start playing well and you start building your confidence. And in the, you know, early on in the year when we were 4-1, we had so much belief. We had a couple of slip-ups with some bad losses, but we know that no matter what team that we play, we face it really optimistically and believe that we can win. So we'll do that for the next game and the game after that, and who knows where we can take this year. It's that exciting, and we're that enthused what's to come.
Well, you can understand why Mitch Wallace, speaking, I imagine on behalf of his teammates, would say the sorts of things he was saying after last night's win against Brisbane. When they do click and they get to play footy like they played last night, there is an irresistible excitement about the Western Bulldogs. Jordan Ruffhead was called on to fill a couple of roles within the game last night. The big fella's been good enough to join us on the show. Good afternoon to you, Jordan.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Congratulations. You had to go onto the ball last night and carry the ruckload for the majority of that second half after Will was getting a bit of a touch-up. Gee, it was duck-to-water stuff, mate. You're a very capable and natural ruckman. Are we just automatically assuming that this is going to be where your football future takes you?
Oh, look, mate, I don't know, to be honest. I'm just stoked to be out there and helping our team get some successes. Big Steph was really good last night. And I struggled to get my hand on it. So it was great to see our mids go to work inside and win the footy for us and get it going our way.
Jordan, it's Rowan here. Interesting that those comments from Mitch Wallace talking about the start of the season. And I remember after the Sydney win, a lot of us looked at the draw and thought, gee, they could be really well placed at the bye. And then you drop three in a row, including games to St Kilda and Melbourne. Having a look at your run over the back half of the season, has that been a valuable lesson to you in terms of sort of not putting the cart before the horse? Because there's a lot of games there that people would say on current form you should be winning.
Yeah, look, Ron, I don't think we really were putting the cart before the horse. It's a really brutal industry, and unfortunately there's no easy game. So we knew that the challenges were ahead of us, and unfortunately we just couldn't back up too well after that Sydney game. And as you said, and Mitch said, we did drop a few that maybe we should have won, but we're not really looking too far ahead at the moment. We're only looking at next weekend. We enjoyed the win last night. The great thing about it was contributions from across the board. But now our focus moves to St Kilda next Saturday night, and hopefully we can come out and perform the way that we did last night.
I thought one obvious difference last night was there was a moment there in the, late in the second quarter where Brisbane really came hard at you, and they got within 16, 18 points. And, you know, when that happens, say, in the St Kilda game, when you drop the 55-point lead, there seems sort of no coming back. This time, you're able just to regroup enough to sort of rein them in and then go again yourselves.
Yeah, well, I think it was even as late as the third term. I think they got back to 9 points or something. But the great thing about it, as you say, was that we were able to steel ourselves. Like I said, the boys in the middle, I think they really won the battle on the night, and particularly in the times where Brisbane sort of got a bit of momentum, our guys were able to get their hands on it and just get the footy going our way and play a bit of more momentum sort of footy. Just that surge game where we want the ball going forward. Obviously, it makes it easier for our defenders and gives our forwards a chance. And when you've got guys like Jake Stringer, Tom Boyd, who played as well as they did last night, it makes it hard for any opposition.
Jordan, well done on the win. We interviewed Mitch Wallace after the game last night, and he spoke in glowing terms, and not surprisingly, about Rob Murphy. We think he's in career best form. Do you concur with that? And also, why is he revered in the way he is at the Bulldogs?
I certainly wouldn't disagree that he's in career best form. He's having an outstanding year, and I think a lot of that's come with the leadership position that he's filled. It was a position he wanted and a position that comes with a fair bit of pressure as well, but he stood up to it magnificently, and his form on the field is as good as his form off the field. So as for the reason he's revered so much, I think it's his respect for the game and his respect for his teammates. It's just reciprocated, and we love him down at the club, and I think, I know that all of the footy world does. He's a real character, and he's a guy that I've got a great relationship with, and he's helped me a lot through my career so far, and he's done the same with most of the young guys on our list.
Does he get to rule the roost in the weights room with the musical choices now? Because I know that was always a sore point with him.
He gets in early and gets the iPod going, but guys like Nathan Rovat and Michael Talia really like the bangers, so they try and get in there and turn the volume up, which I'm not a big fan of.
Jordan, Andy Maher mentioned before just regarding you not looking at a place at all in the ruck. You have been thrown around a lot in your short time in the AFL, going forward as a start, and probably learning a lot defensively. If you want to play your role for the team, we understand that. But selfishly, where is the position you most feel comfortable? And if you had that choice to play your absolute best football right here and now, where is your natural position, do you think?
Oh, I do like playing in the ruck. I think you're around the footy a lot more, and it gives you more of a chance to influence the game. So as much as I love playing in there, as you say, I'm happy to be out there. But hopefully in the future I can put a couple more kilos on and be able to have a bit more impact on games.
What do you think? We look at your group and we know that there's heaps of improvement to come over the next couple of years. The profile of so many of your players is young and the best is yet to come. But do you look at what's in front of you right now and think, well, why not now? Like, why can't we make... I mean, I know you don't want to get too far here, so you're taking it 1 week at a time and all that sort of stuff, but do you feel like you can be competitive week in, week out? I mean, we were there. We watched the game against Fremantle when you spotted in five goals and probably should have won the game. I mean, do you feel like your best is capable of taking it to anyone?
Yeah, certainly. I think we've proven... this season that our best is capable of beating some of the best. So we've, as you're listening to Mitch Wallace in those snippets before, he talked a lot about belief and confidence, and we've got that in spadefuls at the moment, and it's just a matter of getting that consistency now. With a young group, it's hard to get that consistency, but I think we're making a lot of progress, and our team defence has been really solid across the year. And sometimes it's just our connections and our forwards from the midfield or from half back that are sort of letting us down. So that's where we're doing a lot of work, and I think improvements are starting to come and will continue to come.
Just on that belief, Jordan, I interviewed Lin Jong early this year and he couldn't speak highly enough about Luke Beveridge. And, when you're going well and as a new coach, obviously everyone's going to wrap him up. But that thing about belief and instilling that belief, it seems to be a consistent point that people say about Luke as a coach. I mean, every coach tries to instill belief. How does he do it more effectively than other coaches?
Oh, that's a bloody good question. I don't know how he does it more effectively than other coaches, but what he's done for me is he's instilled a confidence that I can just attack the game. Often, particularly in defence, it's quite easy to fall in the trap of just trying to play your role and stop your opponent getting a touch and then sort of not really joining in offensively, but... He sort of came to me and he said, look, I think you do some good things defensively, but we need you to start attacking the game more. We need the ball in your hands and we need you to be willing to run. So for me, that's what the messages that he instilled, and I'm sure that he's done similar, probably not the same messages as the other guys, but similar sort of things where it has just given them that belief that they probably are good enough to step up to the AFL level and be really good players.
Jordan, how important was the last 3 or 4 years under Brendan McCartney in allowing you to now add the components to your game this year with Luke Beveridge?
Yeah, well, Macca was really good with the foundations of the game. I think last night we had a pretty big win in the contested ball stat, and that was something that over the last few years we've been really solid at. Our midfield group's been really good. Their clearance numbers, despite some bad losses in the last few years, were generally pretty good as well. So they are the foundations, the building blocks of any footy team, and Bevo's just been able to come in and make some tweaks to our game that's allowed us to get a bit more balance offensively and defensively.
Mate, we can't wait to see what you blokes are capable of dishing up for the rest of the season. It was spectacular, 14 goals in the second half last night. When you get on a roll with that midfield and those forwards, anything can happen, and we're excited about what might come. Thanks for joining us, mate. All the best for the rest of the year.
Thanks very much for having me on, fellas.